This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin today. The meeting focused on bilateral trade, economic cooperation and upcoming high-level summits. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar and Joint Secretary ERS Mayank Singh also part of the delegation. During the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the strong and growing India-Russia partnership, particularly in economic cooperation, trade and energy. He conveyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's greetings and handed over Prime Minister Modi's personal message to Mr. Putin. Dr. Jaishankar described the outcome of the Intergovernmental Commission meeting as positive.
Our economic cooperation, trade, energy, fertilizers, nuclear, other dimensions as well. Overall, I think our economic cooperation has grown very significantly. Prime Minister Modi looks forward to meeting you at the SCO summit, then welcoming you in India for the BRICS summit, and in due course, as per your mutual convenience, having the annual summit. So we have a very strong picture of cooperation to present.
Early in the day, External Affairs Minister, along with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov, co-chaired a meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow. Dr. Jaishankar reached Moscow yesterday on a two-day visit to Russia. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval arrived in Beijing on a two-day visit to China. He will take part in the 25th round of the special representative talks between the two countries on the boundary issue with his Chinese counterpart and foreign minister Wang Yi scheduled tomorrow. Announcing the special representative talks at a media briefing today, Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Li Yan said Mr. Doval and Mr. Wang will have an in-depth discussion on the boundary issue as well as other bilateral, regional and international relations. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India will amend existing regulations and introduce new rules over the next 2 months to address concerns raised by companies seeking to set up manufacturing operations in the country. Speaking during a program in Tokyo, Mr. Goyal said the government was willing to address issues faced by investors where the demands were fair and justified. India stressed the need for diversified, adequate, predictable and sustained international financing to support land restoration and strengthen resilience to drought. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav made the remarks while addressing the ministerial dialogue on innovative financial mechanisms for healthy land and drought resilience during the 17th session of the conference of the parties COP17 to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification UNCCD at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. Indian agencies have brought back three absconding gangsters linked to the Bambiha gang apprehended in Malaysia. In a social media post, Home Minister's office informed that the men named Jaspreet Singh, Ajay Singh and Pawandeep Singh have been brought back to India and sent into police custody. The accused are linked to multiple crimes including extortion, cross-border arms and narco trafficking and a foiled grenade attack in Ludhiana. Iran has warned that new US sanctions expected to be announced tonight will not bring peace to the region and has threatened a strong response to any escalation. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said Tehran will respond harshly to expanded US sanctions, including measures targeting countries that cooperate with Washington. He warned that any further escalation would have consequences, saying Iran's hands were not tied. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Bihar, Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Meanwhile, Delhi and its adjoining areas witnessed heavy rainfall, bringing relief from the hot and humid weather. Heavy downpour has also disrupted flight operations at Delhi Airport. According to Delhi Airport official, 14 flights have been diverted, including 2 international flights. In cricket, Sri Lanka were 8-for-2 at stumps on a rain-marred day, 2 of the second test in Colombo. Earlier, India declared the first innings at 503-for-9. For visitors, Dhruv Jurel produced a flawless display of risk-free batting to score an unbeaten 115. And that is the end of this news bulletin.